The Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting affirmatively? Are all senators registered? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 12 members present, 13.
I see a number of members coming down the hall. We might as well. Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. Would those members we've already taken the roll, would the members that came in afterwards make certain that you're, I believe we have everybody present. Why don't we take a roll a second time here so we don't have any problem about it. Would everybody, with all senators present, please vote affirmatively. Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows all members present.
Without objection, the first roll call vote will be voided. Whatever the problem is here on ringing the bell, while we'll try to handle that, ringing the gong, we'll try to handle that. So our chaplain today is again the Reverend Muriel Brown, Chapel by the Lake. Certification of the previous day's journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the fourth legislative day and joint Senate House Supplement number 3.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an adjournment
to the fourth legislative day and joint Senate House Supplement number 3. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Ferguson. Senator, we're of course pleased to have you in the gallery, and you of course have the privilege of the floor.
Thank you.
We're glad to see you back. Any further introduction of guests? Senator Hacker.
Mr. President, also in Gallery B, right almost back, Senator Hensley, a good friend of mine from Fairbanks, a very distinguished businessman up there, Bob Fettiswick.
Thank you, Mr. Hackney. I thought for a moment you're going to introduce my wife. Any further introduction of guests? Really had me frightened there for a second. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Next order of business will be the daily calendar.
House Bill number 580 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services Medicaid and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Meeland, Tillian, and Orsini. The Rules Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Tillian, Holman, Coletta, and Rader.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an action item to the Senate that the rules be suspended in House Bill 580 to be advanced to the meeting, but the final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Senator Ray.
Just a question, sir. I know the $2 difference in the situation. I just wonder if that is a necessary to put it that way, just so we don't follow the bill itself.
Can anybody account for the two? Senator Sackett? Senate will stand at ease. Senator Ray, during the interim, was your question satisfied?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. It's been very well explained to me by the chairman.
Is there any further discussion or debate on House Bill 580? Without objection?
I haven't read the bill a third time.
Excuse me, Madam Secretary.
House Bill number 580, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services Medicaid and providing for an effective date.
Is there any further discussion or debate on Senate Bill 580? The question is, shall House Bill 580 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so, House Bill 580 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta? Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. And so House Bill 580, with an effective date, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it is so ordered.
House Bill number 580, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services Medicaid and providing for an effective date.
Is there any further discussion or debate? It's in third reading. Of course, the purpose of this is so that we can transmit the bill today to the governor's office. Is there any further discussion or debate? Hearing none, we will put the question, shall House Bill 580 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so House Bill 580 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call vote on House Bill 580.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it is so ordered. And so House Bill 580, with an effective date, has passed the Senate. Ask the Secretary to try to get that transmitted as rapidly as possible through the procedures. Yes, why don't you... Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? That does conclude the daily calendar.
That's the conclusion of the daily calendar.
Yes. Without objection, we will revert to messages from the governor.
Message of January 12, dear Mr. President. I will transmit to the legislature a package of bills to greatly stimulate agricultural development in Alaska. After almost 2 years of intensive effort, my administration has produced the Delta Junction Agricultural Project. A fundamental economic fact of life is evident. If agricultural production is to be competitive with production elsewhere, then the individual farms must be relatively large-sized. Also, to produce enough throughput to justify the drying and storage facilities, at least 5,000 acres in production are required. This production is much more than can be consumed within Alaska. Therefore, I recently dispatched a trade mission to the Orient to identify specific markets for the surplus. That trade mission was extremely successful. The markets are there. Last year, I asked you for $400,000 to clear 2,000 acres of the Delta Project, and in so doing, determine the most cost-effective methods to use in clearing the large tract. That work is going well and promises to substantially reduce clearing costs for the project and thus improve the economic picture for the farmer who buys or leases the land. Our proposals call for disposal of the land to farmers in mid-1978, surveying, clearing, burning, and breaking of the land in 1978-1979 and the first crop in 1980. With the production of a basic livestock feed at world competitive prices, we expect a very substantial increase in beef, pork, and egg production and lower priced dairy products. All Alaskans would benefit from a strong agricultural industry in Alaska. The major ingredients to proceed with the Delta Project are now in place, or nearly so, except for legislative approval. The bills that I will transmit will provide the funds to begin the clearing process this year, provide loan funds for construction of an elevator for grain drying and storage and other project-related costs. The package also includes a request for a supplemental appropriation of $500,000 to the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund. These funds are needed for seed and fertilizer loans to existing farmers in the Delta Junction and Matanuska Valley areas who have agreed to produce barley and rapeseed for marketing in the Orient in 1978. Such marketing in 78-79 will allow us to work out any, quote, glitches that may develop and permit the marketing of larger quantities in 1980 to go forth smoothly. The package provides for the creation of the Alaska Agricultural Action Group to identify, evaluate, and recommend other agricultural development projects in which the state government can and should play a legitimate role. It is my belief that Alaska today stands on the threshold of very meaningful development of its agricultural industry, development that can and will have net benefit for all Alaskans. With your help, we can change that potential into reality. I welcome your assistance and ask for your favorable consideration of the agricultural bills. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. There are no other messages from the Governor.
Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Standing committee reports.
This standing committee report is after the fact, but it's the Rules Committee report on the bill that we did have today considered on our calendar.
Special committee reports.
No special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate concurrent resolution number 69 by Senators Rohde, Pertula, Bradley, Coletta, Croft, Sumner, and Willis, relating to construction of a lodge and visitor center in Denali State Park.
State Affairs and Finance.
That is the only resolution this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 407 by Senator Meehan, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education for the construction of school facilities at Wrangell and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services and Finance.
Senate Bill number 408 by Senators Rohde, Pertula, Bradley, Coletta, Croft, and Sumner and Willis, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for pre-construction planning and engineering studies of the Petersville Road and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill number 409 by Senators Rohde, Pertula, Bradley, Coletta, Croft, Sumner, and Willis, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for a feasibility study of the proposed Tokasitna Lodge and Visitor Center in Denali State Park and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance. I've been, if the Resources Committee wishes a referral, if the Chairman would advise me at a later date, I will add that referral to those already made. But I, to be consistent here, I think that more it's more a problem of a state affairs problem than it is a resources problem. So we'll make only the two referrals at this moment with the understanding that it may have an additional referral later on. Next item.
Senate Bill number 410 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, An act making fiscal year 78 appropriation adjustments to the Office of the Governor Public Defender Agency and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 411 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Fish and Wildlife and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 412 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Driver Vehicle Services, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 413 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources, Agriculture, and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance. The State Affairs Chairman may wish to take a look at that bill. If they want a referral, I'll make an additional referral to them. It could possibly come within their jurisdiction also. The Senate will stand at ease. 413. The Senate will come back to order. There will be an additional referral on Senate Bill 413. The first referral will be to State Affairs, second to Resources, and third to Finance. Senator Coletta. Without objection, we will revert to the introduction of guests. Representative Simpson, we welcome you here today, and of course, as a former member of the legislature, you have the privilege of the floor, sir. Any further introduction of guests? We'll revert to the order of business.
Senate Bill Number 414 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 415 by Senator Ray, an act relating to the possession or control of marijuana and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Judiciary.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 371 by Senators Ray, Mielen, Pullen, and Ziegler. The original bill was referred to State Affairs and Finance.
I'll make the same referral on the sponsor substitute, State Affairs and Finance. Excuse me, sir.
I would appreciate that, Mr. President. Unfortunately, the bill is drafting error, and that part of one bill into another bill is such a standard for
sponsor
substitute,
and I apologize to the audience. No harm done, sir.
There are no other bills this morning.
Unfinished business. Special orders. Senator Willis.
I would move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from a call of the Senate Monday. I'm going up to Anchorage this weekend for a Capital Planning Commission meeting, and planes have been known to fly over during recent days, so thank you.
Is there genuine objection? We'll consider that to be surplus to the request to be excused from a call of the House on Monday by Senator Willis. Is there any objection to that request? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, I would move to ask consent to be excused from a call of the House on Monday for the same purpose.
Is there any objection? That not having the surplus wording with it, without objection, is so ordered. Any further special orders? Senator Curtula.
I move and ask unanimous consent and majority support for just a moment to comment on the statement of the governor on the barley project.
Without objection, you have the floor, sir.
It'll be very easy for me personally. I'd like to present it this way. There are many things that happen on this floor that I don't have enough experience to even intelligently ask a question. perhaps on this subject, some of our colleagues in the legislature feel the same way. And I probably have barely enough knowledge to ask questions on the subject, Mr. President. The first one I would ask, as much as I am for development programs, this is something that the legislature should very much study. It's a whole new program, this Barley Project. We debated it in its infancy last year under a bill that was vetoed by the governor. I know the governor's hearing does improve in election years, and undoubtedly the timing of this 1% factor is that. But I just wanted to comment on one thing. I've had some national and international contacts. I know people that serve on some important committees like the National Cotton Board and are in world-renowned agricultural positions. It's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of understanding to put together a program and a project such as this in the North. And we must make every effort to see to it that it doesn't fail if we do it, because it could set back agriculture 50 or 100 years in the state. I do object again to one statement, and that is that a mission to the Orient that established, without any doubt, a market for the state of Alaska's products. I made one such mission, my own expense, on a mineral program many years ago. First question they ask is, how much do you have? What's the estimated price of your product? We don't have any barley, and we don't know the price of it, and I'm sure that we couldn't establish irrefutably that there was a market there under those conditions.
Are there any further comments under special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Homan. Any further announcements? Senator Sackett.
On Monday morning at 9 p.m., Finance will be meeting with the Department of Revenue to vote on the forecast for 79.
Where will that meeting be, Senator?
Upstairs in Finance.
In the Finance Chambers? Will there be some room available for observers, I suppose?
Yes.
I'm wondering if you would want to. I suppose if it became too crowded, you could probably move to the Governor's Conference Room. I see.
There's always room on the fire escape.
Senator Orsini.
President of the Republican Caucus.
Any further announcements? I want to remind senators that we have a joint session this afternoon for considering the override of the governor's vetoes. I want to further remind you that the materials distributed earlier this week, I think on Tuesday, by the secretary, which had the journal containing the governor's veto messages, together with a packet of the vetoed bills, was distributed to each senator, and will not be likely be available again in the House. There's no plan to have that packet reproduced a second time. So I'd suggest that senators be certain and take that packet with them, because there may be some debate if senators, of course, use their own judgment. But I just want to remind you that there probably will be no materials to work with there except what have already been delivered to you. Any further announcements? Senator Coletta, Curtula.
Senator Rader, Mr. President, there will be a brief Democratic caucus upon adjournment.
Any further announcements? Senator Poland? Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Poland.
just don't know at this time, and so I'd like to take that precaution.
Is there any objection? Senator Poland has been asked to be excused from the call of the Senate for the next calendar week. It'd be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Senator Curtillo.
I did ask for Monday, excuse me, Mr. Call. Who suggests, probably I had better ask for Monday and Tuesday, Mr. President. Probably won't use them, but I better have it.
Is there any objection to excusing Senator Curtillo for Tuesday? Tuesday next, from the call of the Senate. Hearing none, it's ordered. Is there any further business to come before the Senate? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move to ask
just to remind senators, we will not reconvene in these chambers, but convene directly in the House chambers. And after the veto messages, there will be a skeleton crew come back here for purposes of adjournment only. Is there any objection to that procedure? Hearing none, it's so ordered. And is there any objection to the motion to adjourn? Recess, excuse me. Hearing none, it's so ordered. The Senate will come to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an action item as consent of the Senate adjourned at 10 a.m.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.